हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ शं नो मित्रशं वरुणः शं नो भवत्पर्यमा शं न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शं नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मावतु तद्वक्तारमवतु भवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः We are seeing now the third chapter, Bhrguvalli. As I told you, this section presents the teaching in the form of a dialogue between the Guru and Sishya. And the Guru, who the teacher happens to be the father himself, Varunaha. The Sishya, Bhrguhu, is also known as Varunihi. And as I told last class, I explained to you how this student, Bhrguhu, is not an ordinary person, ordinary student. He has already got the title Maharshihi. So generally, only the seer of the truth is said to be the Maharshihi, great seer. But he's already given the name, means he's highly evolved person, but he has had to know this Brahman, he had to gain this Brahma Vidya. So as a student who is endowed with all fourfold qualifications, with the Tivra Mukshutvam, the burning desire for moksha, and with the total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, with all dispassion required for this jnanam, with all passion for jnanam, naturally have been dispassionate towards everything else, with all dispassion. And because of his clear discriminative knowledge, this viveka, that it is the knowledge which alone will give him moksha, not anything else. And with that nitya anitya vastu viveka, and with his dispassion towards everything else, as a dispassionate person, with his commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, and as a seeker of moksha, he approaches his father Varunaha and asks him to teach him Brahman, asked him to teach, give him this Brahma Vidya. And what we saw. And I said last class, this teacher gave few clue words, mentioned some words, and those words actually represent the Panchakosha Vivekaha, analysis of the five layers of personality. And later on, he also revealed the most famous definition of Brahman, Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman, indirect definition of Brahman. This is a very, very famous. Bhrguvalli Taittiri Upanishad is known for this definition. Bhrguvalli is very famous because of this definition. Yatova imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat prayantyabhisam vishanti iti. Tad brahma iti vijignasasva. Oh, my student, may you know that to be the reality. Here, you have to remember this very carefully. The word Brahman does not mean consciousness, does not mean existence, does not mean limitlessness. Brahman means that which is of the nature of limitlessness, which means therefore limitlessly big. Brahman means only that which is limitlessly big, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Does not say what exactly that vastu is. So the reality, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth is implied by the term Brahman, which means that which is limitlessly big, incomparably limitlessly big, and because of its nature of limitlessness. Okay, knowing the reality, because only in knowing the reality, one can become free from samsara, the bondage of karma. So, samsara bandha nivruttyartham brahma jnanam ekaiva sadhanam. So, this knowledge of Brahman is the only means for freedom from samsara, bondage of karma. Therefore, that's why he wants to know what Brahman is, that reality is. So he goes and asks him, teach me Brahman. And this person gives the clue verse, which means only through this panchakosha viveka, only through the analysis of five layers of personality, one can arrive at, by negating what Brahman is not, one can arrive at what Brahman is. Okay, there's two things are there, okay? Only through the analysis of five layers of personality, pancha kosha viveka dwara eva, one can arrive at what Brahman is not and what exactly Brahman is. How Brahman is. But that viveka, and he also gives, that's why he gives a clue words. He mentions few words, and all those words stand for, you know, five layers of personality, pancha koshaha. And later on, when he gave this most famous definition of Brahman, tatastha lakshama of Brahman, he also implied what? This jagat, whole jagat is karyam, because Brahman is the karanam. By saying that everything has come into existence from Brahman, and all those beings which have come into existence are sustained by the same Brahman, and thereby and all of them resolve also into that Brahman by saying that, he made it very clear, Brahman is the absolute reality of reality, is that from which which is the srishti karanam, sthiti karanam, and laya karanam of the jagat. Srishti sthiti laya karanam is the material cause. So made very clear, Brahman is the only material cause of this universe. Because material cause alone can be what? Srishti karanam and sthiti karanam and also laya karanam. Laya karanam, you know, when something comes into existence also, it's already there and manifest in the cause. It comes into existence. And even after coming into existence also, it continues to survive, be sustained by the same cause. And even when this resolves also, the Namarupa which goes also, again, where do the Namarupa go? Again, they resolve in the same cause alone. That is why Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam Brahma Jagat Karanam Brahma. And this Brahman, we have already seen, not only Upadana Karanam, it is an Nimitta Karanam also, but even though it is an intelligent cause of the universe, but here, generally, any material cause, a few important things I told you last class, any cause, material cause, has to undergo change to become an effect. But even though this Brahman here, the absolute reality, which you have already seen, that reality is called Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma, etc. This reality is the pure consciousness, but non-material consciousness, but still it is the material cause of the universe. And generally any cause has undergo change, but doesn't undergo any change also. Without undergoing any change, that which becomes the material cause of the universe is said to be what? Vivarta upadana karanam. Remember all these words? Vivarta upadana karanam. You've seen these things. And therefore, that being the vivarta upadana karanam, being the srishti sthitilaya karanam, Brahman is there as the very much the existence of the universe. And because perception of this universe is, in fact, perception of the Brahman. I told the meaning of this word achyuta. Hope you remember this word achyuta. Chuta means tavirkapadakudiyadu. That which can be slipped, missed is called chutam. And that which cannot be missed is achyuta. So in perceiving the perception of the ocean, what cannot be missed is achyutam, is jalam, water. In perceiving a shirt, what is achyutam is the fabric. In perception of the furniture, what is achyutam is the wood. Similarly, what is achyutam with reference to this universe is Brahman. In spite of Brahman being very much present as the very existence of the universe, Brahman is present as the inseparably as the very universe. Still we are missing means what? We do not have that Brahma Sarga Bheda. Is it Brahma Sarga Viveka? We do not have. Brahma Sarga means what? No. We do not have the discriminative knowledge of what the reality is and what this Namarupa Prapancha is. Hope you remember the class when I did in Drik Drishya Viveka. I told you, Avarna Shaktihi Avrunoti Antaha Drik Drishya Yoho Bhedam Avrunoti. And the same Avarna Shaktihi Bahihi Brahma Sarga Yoho Bhedam Avrunoti. Remember that? Okay, we don't remember it. So, this Avarna Shaktihi, the ignorance, covers the difference, no? Thus covering two levels. Individual level also, the avarna shaktihi, what? The power of veiling covers at the individual level internally that the seer-seen difference. Covers the difference between the knower I, knower self, and the non-self. Knower self and the known non-self, is it? So that Atma, Anatma, Bhedam, the difference, the ignorance covers inside. The same Avarna Shaktihi, externally, cosmic level also, it covers the difference between the reality and the Namarupa Prapancha, creation. It's like what? When you see the ocean, how clear you are in your perception, you know very well, you see the plurality of the waves, you see the duality of the wave and the ocean, at the same time, you know them, the duality and plurality are only at the relative level, relatively, but absolutely what is there is only water. And so you have the discriminative knowledge of what water you see is satyam. And the ocean you see is what? No, mithya. You see satyam, mithya, vivekaha is there. You have that, is it? The same way, do we have the same vision with reference to this universe? There you have jala, samudra, yoho, bhedam, you know. We all know what you all have. We all have the discriminative knowledge of jalam being satyam, samudraha being mithya. That bheda is not covered. Why? We all have clear vision. There's also light and buddhi also cognitively also you know the difference. Okay, cognitively, physically you don't separate. You know the ocean and the water are not separable. But intellectually, you see the difference. What difference? They're physically inseparable. But even though the plurality of the waves I see, duality of the wave, ocean, difference I see, but still absolutely the substance is one. Then ocean is namarupa, is what, non-substantial namarupa. I see that I have a discriminative knowledge of water being satyam and ocean namarupa being non-substantial, immaterial. What, no, namarupa mithya samudraha. It's very clear. The same way, with reference to this prapancha also, we do not have that discriminative knowledge. What now? Brahma prapancha, Brahma sagga. Now, Brahma prapancha, viveka, we do not have. Like how we have water, ocean, viveka there, satyam mithya viveka. Here, with reference to this ocean, we do not have this Brahma prapancha Bheda, we do not have that viveka. We are not able to see the Brahman. For which you cannot see through physical eyes, you need the eye of buddhi. Isn't it? Cognitively alone, intellectually, you have to, what now? See the difference. Difference means what now? That viveka. What is satyam with reference to universe? Why should we miss it? We should not miss it. We should be able to see that. How we see the ocean water difference? The same way we should be able to see through intellect. We should be able to see the difference between Brahman and Namarupa Prapancha also. Brahman being Satyam and Namarupa Prapancha being Mithya, we should be able to see very clearly. Why? Because our buddhi is covered by ignorance. Isn't it? Just as ignorance and the darkness covers the opaque things even though you have very good eyes, even though object is there, object is very much there, your eyes are also very good eyes, you have clear vision, but still darkness can cover the opaque things, can prevent you from seeing the opaque things. The same way here also, the darkness of ignorance covers the Brahman. Brahman is very much there. Your buddhi also, you are sharp enough to see that, but still the buddhi, one ignorance is covering that Brahman. Therefore, that veiling alone has to be now removed. Veiling power has to be removed. The ignorance has to be removed. Isn't it? Then it will reveal to your buddhi. Therefore, and he gives for which? It do what now? Only panchakosha prakriya. Panchakosha viveka is important. So here when the teacher gave this definition of Brahman, he understands. Okay, then he starts his analysis like this. And there one important thing is, this Bhrigavalli emphasizes vicharaha as the only means for jnana. The inquiry into the teaching of the Shastram is the one which is called Snididhyasanam, which is called what? Actually, which tapaha here. So he emphasizes the word tapaha. Generally, the word tapaha means austerity and penance, etc., other disciplines. And here, tapaha means vicharaha, which is the direct, I told you about all these things last class itself, sakshat sadhanam for jnanam. Tapaha, he emphasizes. So he said tapaha brahma. Tapas is Brahman, means what now? The enquiry into the teaching of the subject matter of the Shastram is the only means for vision of the truth. Therefore, may you, what now, use the tapas, may you have the vichara, do the vichara, may you enquire into this teaching, then you will arrive at the truth, Brahman. So, Bhrigu also went to what he did. Tapaha atapyata, stapaha taptva, punareva pitaram varunam upasasara. He again comes back to him. Which means, even as he was involved in this enquiry into this five layers of personality, in between he was always coming to talk to his father. Why? Because that, again, to make it clear that it's very important that one should not do self-enquiry by oneself independently without the help of the traditional Acharya or the Shastram. Without the Shastra's help, support of the Shastram, without the help of the teacher, one should not independently involve oneself in self-enquiry. There's also highly emphasized here. These are all old class lessons. We have to go to the new lesson. Very quickly we'll do here. So Brahma Vidya is presented briefly here. Okay, it's a brief presentation of Brahma Vidya through the brief analysis of this Panchakosha Viveka, Panchakoshas, or brief Panchakosha Viveka. Very quick analysis. So what does he do, Bhrguhu? And he starts, he first thinks, okay, that from which everything has come into existence and that from by which everything is sustained and into which everything resolves means, then he thinks that this physical body, then he thinks about the gross matter, which is annam, gross samashti sthula bhutani, or you can say samashti sthula prapanchaha. That gross matter is the karanam, because no individual body can exist independently without the total universe being around. It's a very simple common logic, isn't it? There cannot be such a thing called wave enjoying the name and form wave, exist by itself independently without the ocean being around. Is it possible? There cannot be a wave alone by itself without the ocean being around. For the wave to be there, enjoying the status of being the wave, there must be something called ocean, wherein the wave becomes part of that ocean. Therefore, for every individual wave, the rest of the total ocean becomes the support, karanam. Is it clear? Where we say every individual physical body is what now? So the total gross universe, which is otherwise called a total gross matter, is the karanam, and from which alone this gross body has come into existence. But not straight away, but has, by going through some processing, because going through some modifications. How the earth element has become the plants, and from the plants we get the food, and the food eaten by the parents become the sperm and ovum. Thereafter the body becomes formed, and then this body is born. Even before being born, asti, purvameva asti, jananat prageva asti. Then afterward it is born, jayate, and after being born it is vardhate, and as it is growing, vipari namate, suddenly all changes come, the mustache comes, and then voice breaks, and then all these things happen, metamorphosis. Therefore, then jayate, vipari namate, then slowly after 50, 45, 50, and slowly, and then all joints and all start making noise and things, apakshiyate, and slowly 80, 85, 90, sometimes one day, kick out bucket, and it is what now, apakshita nashyati. The sixfold modifications. And when the body goes also, so this from the beginning, it is body is born of food, which is what now? The food is originally annam brahma, gross matter only. For this gross matter alone, undergoing changes, becomes the food and becomes the body, then it grows after being born, sustained by the same food. And again, even when it falls also, it becomes one with the, becomes disintegrated, again becomes the soil, it becomes food. Annam punaha annam bhavati. Again becomes, earth means what? Manure for other plants. Therefore, Swamiji says, we'll be eating ourselves. I mean, what now? We become food again, isn't it? So this is what, therefore, he thinks, therefore, annam brahma. Therefore, gross matter is what? Brahman. And he here, Bhrguhu justifies. What's the justification? What did the teacher say for the definition of Brahman? Okay. Yatova imani bhutani jayante. And all these physical bodies, all, not only human shariram, all the gross physical forms are born of annam, the gross matter only. And afterwards they are sustained by annam only. Then after they resolve also what now? Even after the fall, after the death, the all of them resolve in the same annam only. Which means the gross matter continues to survive, exist. The gross matter was, gross matter continues to be in the form of physical forms. Again it becomes what? All the physical forms, the nama rupa come in between, they go. Again the gross matter continues to exist. It's a cyclic, isn't it? Process. Therefore that is Brahman. Bhrguhu thinks only for a second like this. And then afterwards he changes his mind. He sees the fallacy in his thinking. He sees how wrong he is. Annam cannot be Brahman. The gross matter cannot be Brahman. You know why? Because anything here, why, what have you understood here? Brahman is said to be the absolute cause. Absolute cause means what? Ultimate cause. Why? Because Brahman has no other cause. Brahman is an uncaused cause. Because Brahman is not an effect. Okay, Brahman is not an effect. Brahman is never an effect. Brahman is only the cause. Cause means there's no cause from which Brahman has come into existence. Because uncaused, causeless cause, therefore it's the absolute cause. Therefore it cannot be an effect of anything else. And everything else is what now? A product, effect, is it not? Everything else has come into existence from the Brahman. So anything which is said to be the cause is what now? Any cause happens to have its own cause. What now? It only relative cause. Apekshikam karanam. Natu moola karanam. Brahman is the moola karanam. But other than Brahman, everything else and anything else which happens to be the cause of something is only an apekshikam karanam. Like if you say, if the, you know, the furniture is the effect, karyam, you have to say wood is the karanam. Even the wood is the karanam, is it the moola karanam? No, because wood also what now? Is an effect from the standpoint of something else. A tree, the bark of a tree. And that becomes again another cause. Even you can go one or the other, there's so many karanam, cause after cause, after, every cause becomes an effect from the standpoint of its own cause. Therefore, there's only relative cause. So Brahman is the absolute cause. There's no cause here. And whereas this prakriti, this gross matter is not the absolute cause, relative cause. Why do you say relative cause here? How do you know it's a relative cause? Because it is an effect. How do you say this gross, see, you have to come with me step by step. How do we say this gross matter, annam, okay, gross matter is a relative cause? It is not an absolute cause. Because it is a relative cause because it is an effect. How do you say it is an effect? Because it is an effect. Because any effect, anything which undergoes a change must be an effect. Anything which undergoes a change must be an effect only. Must be a relative cause only. Because what you have said already, Brahman is the Vivartha Upadana Karanam, doesn't undergo any change. And here, we say this, it goes through all sixfold modifications. Any cause which undergoes sixfold changes in order to become an effect. Asti, jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, nashyati. Any cause goes through the sixfold modifications in order to become an effect. Which means this matter, gross matter also, goes through the sixfold modifications. Therefore, what now? A cause which undergoes a change to become an effect is only a relative cause. Why? Because Brahman, the absolute cause, is said to be the unchanging Vivartha Upadana Karanam. That is, here Brahman is what now? Parinami Upadana Karanam. Gross matter here is Parinami Upadana Karanam. Therefore, it is not the absolute cause. It is a relative cause. How do we know? Because it is an effect. How do you say it is an effect? Because it undergoes changes. Is it clear now? This is how he understands. Therefore, it is not gross matter. So, Brahman is not this gross matter. Then he goes further. Then he goes to his father and he tells, it's all implied here. All these things are not revealed in the Upanishad. Okay, we have to supply this understanding. We have to add this, we have to get it. Then teacher says, now this analysis is perfect because he seems Bhrigu. We have to understand that Bhrigu tells his father how he took this Annam Brahma, the total gross matter as Brahman first, and how he analyzed it well, thoroughly. Again he thought about it, and how Annam Brahma cannot be the Brahman. Why? Because Annam Brahma undergoes changes. Anything undergoes a changes must be an effect also. Isn't it? Anything undergoes change must be an effect also. If it is an effect also, it has its own cause. The standpoint of the physical body, it is a cause. The standpoint of something else, it becomes effect. Therefore, as a relative cause, Brahman is not the gross matter. This is the first level of negation. Then the teacher is very happy. Your thinking is correct. Now, please go back. Again, may continue your analysis, inquiry, and I'll see you later. And this Bhrigu goes back. He continues. So, all old class lessons. The beautiful lessons today. We quickly will finish it actually. Adhihi bhagavo brahmeti tagum ho vacha tapasa brahma vijignasasva tapo brahmeti satapo tapyata satapas tattva saha tapaha tattva. So having analyzed, in enquiry, and this, then he arrives at the next, he goes next step now. What does he think? Okay, then samashti pranaha is Brahman. Saha tapaha taptva, having then enquiry, then Bhrguhu arrives at the next conclusion. First he concluded and he saw the correction, he thought his conclusion needed correction, and he corrected his conclusion, and now he has come to the next conclusion. What is that? Pranam Brahma iti vyajanat. Vyajanat is the past tense of vijanati. Vijanati means knows. Vyajanat, past tense. He knew, isn't it? So he knew means what now? He arrived at the next conclusion. What is that? Pranam Brahma iti concluded. He came to the conclusion. What is pranam here? Pranam Brahma means samashti pranaha eva Brahma. What is samashti pranaha? Samashti Pranaha. Here Pranaha stands for Pranamaya Koshaha. Okay. So Samashti Pranam, when you say Samashti Pranam Brahma, and then Pranamaya is what? Modification of. Mayat comes means individual modification, isn't it? Samashti means the total cause. So Pranam Brahma, Samashti Pranam, the totality of the pranas, what of Hiranyagarbha is Brahman. Samashti Pranaha Brahman. What is Pranamayaha Koshaha? I told you already, Pancha Pranaha, Pancha Karma Indriyani, 10 aspects together form the Pranamaya Kosha. Remember that. 10. Dasha. Now 5 powers of organs of actions, 5 physiological functions, 10 of them together constitute the Pranamayaha Koshaha. And Pranamayaha is what? Koshaha is a next layer of personality, which is the modification of the Pranam Brahma Samashti Prana. Because as the same thing rule we have to apply here. We can quickly go further. See, the individual prana, there cannot be an individual prana by itself existing without Samashti prana being around. The same logic had to apply here. There cannot be something called individual body, individual prana, individual mind existing without the totality being around. For Vyashti prana, Vyashti Pranamayaha Koshaha is the karyam, and the Samashti Pranam Brahma Hiranyagarbha is the karanam. Is clear now? The totality of the prana, Samashti Pranam Brahma Karanam. Pranam here we what now? Samashti Pranam here is the Hiranyagarbha is Brahman, the karanam, and Vyashti Pranaha is the Pranamayaha is the karyam. Therefore, the Samashti Prana alone, from the, that alone, this Vyashti Pranaha has come into existence. Vyashti Pranamayaha has come into existence from Samashti Pranam Brahma. Is it clear now? Vyashti Pranamayaha, the individual Pranamayaha Koshaha, the layer of personality, has come into existence from a modified form of Samashti Pranam Brahma or Hiranyagarbha. Because again he applies the same rule. Yatova imani bhutani jayante. He applies now again. All the pranas, all these individual pranas have come into existence from where? Pranamaya koshas. All the pranamaya koshas of all the living beings have come into existence from Samashti Pranam Hiranyagarbha. Sustained by Hiranyagarbha, they resolve also. Where do the pranas go back? They remain resolved in Hiranyagarbha only. Therefore, he says Samashti Pranam is Brahma. Is it clear or not? Mm-hmm. You all feel sleepy? Okay. Samashti Pranam is what? Brahman. He arrives at it. For which he just, we can go quickly, it's not very difficult. Pranadyeva. Pranadyeva, 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 Kalvimani Bhutani Jayante,
Kalvimani Bhutani Jayante,
Pranena Jatani Jivanti,
Pranena Jatani Jivanti.
Okay, so here, Pranam Prayanti Abhisam Vishanti Iti. Tad vijnaya. Now what happens now? He thinks, okay, Samashti Pranam Hiranyagarbha is the karanam, and from that alone all these Vyashti Pranamaya koshas have come into existence. They sustained by that Hiranyagarbha alone, they resolve into Samashti Prana only. Therefore Samashti Pranam is Brahma. Samashti Pranaha eva Brahma. He concludes. Then he himself, again the same logic you have to apply, he changes his conclusion. Now why? No, I am wrong. Why? Because the Samashti Prana also has to undergo changes to become the Pranamayaha, isn't it? Samashti Pranaha has to undergo changes to become the Vyashti Pranamayaha. Which means anything which undergoes a change definitely is an effect. And if it is an effect also, then it is only a cause from the standpoint. Samashti Pranaha is a karanam only from the standpoint of Vyashti Prana. But it is itself is an effect. It is not the karanam. Therefore, it is not the ultimate cause. Relative cause. Therefore, Brahman is not Samashti Pranaha also. This much he arrives at the conclusion and thinks about it, again he changes. The two important things, what is that? He understands, he first says this is Brahman, then he thinks, no, this undergoes a change to become the effect, to become the Vyashti. Vyashti Shariram or Vyashti Pranamayaha. Undergoes a change means it is only effect. If it is an effect means it is only relative cause. Relative cause means it is not absolute cause. Brahman is not this Vyashti, the Samashti Pranaha. You got the order now? This is the thing you have to remember. Why he negates it as no, Abrahma. Vyashti, Samashti Pranaha, Brahman is not the Samashti Pranaha because Brahman is the ultimate cause, vivartha upadana karanam, causeless cause also. One is Brahman is vivartha upadana karanam, and Brahman is what? Absolute cause, so it is never an effect. And here, Samashti Pranaha is an effect. Even there is a cause from the standpoint of Vyashti Prana Mayaha, it is still an effect only. Why do we say it is an effect? Because it undergoes a change. Anything which undergoes a change is an effect. Yad yad parivartayati tattat karyameva. Anything which undergoes a change is an effect only. Which means it may be a cause from the standpoint of something else, it must be an effect also from the standpoint of something else. That is why it undergoes a change. An effect is that which undergoes changes. Therefore, it's an effect also. Not only the cause, it's also an effect. If it is also an effect, it is what? No. Not the absolute cause. Therefore, Brahman is the absolute cause. Brahman is not the Samashti Pranaha. And this much he knows. Okay, he understands. Tadvijnaya, having understood this much, analyzing the Pranamaya Koshaha, understanding the Samashti Pranaya as the karanam of the Vyashti Pranamaya Koshaha, then mistaking the Samashti Pranaha for Brahman, thereafter thinking, again understanding Samashti Pranaha also is an effect because it undergoes a change, undergoes changes. Therefore, Samashti Pranaha is not the absolute cause, isn't it? And if Brahman is the absolute cause, Brahman is not Samashti Pranaha. Having understood this much, Tadvijnaya. When you say Tadvijnaya, you must have done all this homework yourself. Okay, Tadvijnaya. Again, he comes to his father. Oh, my dad, I thought this way, and again I thought I was wrong. Now I know definitely Brahman, the absolute cause, is not Samashti Pranaha. Fantastic, you are wonderful, my child. You are correct. Please go ahead, continue your tapas again. So he says, no, Varun, Ramupasasara. No. Then he goes back again. He approaches father, discusses with him what he thought, how he analyzed, what his conclusion was, how he saw the error in his conclusion, how what he has arrived at. Okay? He's talking about his all negations to his dad. I have not yet arrived at what Brahman is, but definitely I know Brahman is not Samashti, what no, Annam, not even Samashti Pranaha. Then he goes back. Then he said, what is it? Oh, no, please tell me what is Brahman? He asks his father, come on, go back. Go and what now? Again, inquire into, you inquire. Why? I have given the clue words. Go back. Then he goes back. Mano Brahme Divyajanat. Mano Brahme Divyajanat. Then he analyzes. He goes back. సహ సతపోతప్యత సతపస్తప్త్వా. దిస్ ఇస్ సింపుల్, ఐ వాంట్ టు హావ్ లాంగ్ క్లాస్ టుడే. సతపస్తప్త్వా హి గోస్ బ్యాక్, హి అనలైజెస్ అండ్ హి ఎన్క్వైర్స్ ఇన్ టు ద ఫాదర్స్ ద కోశాస్. దెన్ హి సేస్, నౌ ఐ టెల్ యూ వన్ థింగ్, మనః బ్రహ్మ ఇది వ్యజానాత్. హి వాట్ నౌ హి కమ్స్ టు నో, హి అరైవ్స్ అట్ దిస్ కన్క్లూషన్, బట్ మనః బ్రహ్మ, mind is Brahman. Which manaha? His samashti manaha. Okay, samashti manaha also is called what? Hiranyagarbha. Here remember all these things, samashti manaha is the karanam. Why? Very simple thing. Vyashti manaha, the individual mind, cannot exist by itself. It must be part of the totality of the minds. Therefore, సమష్టి మనః ఈస్ హిరణ్య గర్భ. సమష్టి మనః దిస్ మనోమయ కోశ, దిస్ మనోమయ కోశ ఈజ్ వాట్ నో మోడిఫైడ్ ఫార్మ్ ఆ సమష్టి మనః హిరణ్య గర్భ. వాట్ ఈస్ సమష్టి మనః? ఆల్ ది మైండ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ ది సెన్స్ పవర్స్ టు గివ్ కాన్షిప్ సమష్టి మనః. అండ్ హి వ్యష్టి మనోమయ కోశ ఈజ్ వాట్? Our sense power, 5 sense organs, the sense powers, and our mind, the emotional aspect of the mind, together what we say now, 6 of them, Vyashti Manomayaha Koshaha, the individual layer of psychological or emotional layer of personality. And this is what now, Karyam, and Samashti Manaha is the Karanam. And he also says the same thing, he thinks, you know, యతో వా ఇమాని భూతాని జాయంతే ఏన జాతాని జీవంతి యత్ ప్రయంతి అభిసంవిశంతి. ఓకే, ఆల్ దీస్ మైండ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ వ్యష్టి మనోమయ కోశాస్ ఆర్ వాట్ నో ప్రోడక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ సమష్టి మనః హిరణ్య గర్భ. అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ దే కమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆల్సో దే సస్టైన్డ్ బై హిరణ్య గర్భ సమష్టి మనః. అండ్ ది రిజాల్వ్ ఆల్సో వేర్ కెన్ దే గో? ది రిజాల్వ్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ సమష్టి మనః హిరణ్య గర్భ. దేర్ఫోర్ సమష్టి మనః హిరణ్య గర్భ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్. దిస్ ఈస్ నెక్స్ట్ స్టెప్. వెరీ క్విక్లీ హి గోస్ ఆన్, వెరీ క్విక్ రివ్యూ ఆఫ్ 5 అనాలిసిస్, యు నో, 5 లేయర్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్సనాలిటీ. దెన్ హీ థింక్స్ నో, సమష్టి మనః ఆల్సో ఇస్ నాట్ బ్రహ్మన్. Because why samashti manaha is also what? Undergoes changes. Because without undergoing a change, there cannot be vyashti mano mayaha. Maya itself tells what now? Modification of something. Therefore, this mano maya koshaha is a modification of samashti manaha. Means samashti manaha has undergone a change to become the vyashti mano maya kosha. Which means samashti manaha also is what? Not an absolute cause. It is only a relative cause, but it must be the effect also, because it undergoes a change. And now I can say, being an effect, it's only a relative cause, and therefore it is not Brahman. But what now? Brahman is not the vyashti mano manaha hiranya garbha. Okay, this much he understands. Tadvijnaya. The word tadvijnaya, when you come across, you should have done all these things yourself. Okay, the reasons how you negate it. Tadvijnaya, having understood correctly, definitely Brahman, the absolute, ultimate, uncaused, causeless cause, is not the samashti manaha. Why? Because samashti manaha is an effect also, because it undergoes changes. Understand? Therefore, it is not. Then he goes back to his father. I thought, Dad, the samashti manaha is Brahman. Why? Because all the vyashti manomayas have come into existence from samashti manaha, and they are sustained by samashti manaha. And vyashti manomayas, when they resolve also, they resolve only samashti manaha. I thought therefore Samashti Manaha is Brahman. Then I realized, no, because Samashti Manaha undergoes changes to become Vashti Manomayaha. Therefore it is not the absolute cause, it's only relative cause because it's also an effect. Then I thought definitely Brahman is not Samashti Manaha also. Is it clear? Clear or not? You have to understand only this much. You can't really see how pot maker takes the clay and put on the wheel and rolls it and makes the pot like that. You can't see how the mind becomes, okay? There's no Vyashti Manaha, is only part of the Samashti Manaha. Okay, we want to know everything. How exactly the pot maker is making the pot, I want to see. Like that, how? No, that is not said here. The Shruti Pramana, we just take it. This much alone is said here. Samashti Manaha is the Karanam, Vetti Manomayaha is the Karyam. Therefore, he says, Brahman is not the Manaha also. Thereafter, and he thinks now, he goes back, then he analyzes, oh, Vijnanam Brahma. Vijnanam Brahma iti Vyajanat. He thinks, now Samashti Vijnanam is the Karanam. Isn't it? Samashti Vijnanam is the Karanam. And from the Samashti Vijnanam, it is called what now? In Kathopanishad, it is said to be Mahatattvam. Samashti Vijnanam is called now Mahatattvam. Okay, the totality of intellects, isn't it? Samashti Vijnanam is called Mahatattvam. Totality of intellects. Imagine, the intellect and sense powers, six of them together constitute what? Vijnanamayaha Koshaha. The Vijnanamayaha Koshaha is what? No, actually, modified form of Samashti Vijnanam Hiranyagarbha. Samashti Vijnanam also is called Hiranyagarbha. Samashti Manaha is also called Hiranyagarbha. Samashti Pranaha is also called Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Samashti Prana Mana Vijnana, all of them together is what now? Hiranyagarbha, totality of subtle manifestation. Okay, therefore he says, Samashti Vijnanad alone, from Samashti Vijnanam, this individual Vyashti Vijnanamayaha has come into existence, and that is the support, this is the supported, and therefore what he is saying things now, and is sustained by also this Vyashti Manomaya, Vyashti, the Vijnanamaya Koshaha cannot exist by itself, it is sustained by Samashti Manomayaha only, Samashti Vijnanamayaha only. And later on, even when the Vyashti Vijnanamayaha resolves also, it cannot go somewhere away outside of Samashti Vijnanam. Therefore, the Samashti Vijnanam is the Karanam and Vyashti Vijnanamayaha is the Karyam. Samashti Vijnanam is the Karanam, Vyashti Vijnanamayaha is the Karyam. How? If any doubt comes, remember this example, the entire ocean is the Karanam, every individual wave is the Karyam. Where can the wave go? It is only there, all the time the wave is somewhere in the ocean, it becomes manifest there, it exists there, sustained by the same ocean, again it resolves in the same ocean. The wave cannot come out of the ocean and no, let me say away from you, okay? I don't need your help and support. You can never say it will disappear. Actually, the wave will disappear if it tries to come out of the ocean. The same way, that is why we say what now? Any Vyashti Shakti is what now? Part of the Samashtihi. Part means what now? Modified form of the Samashtihi, we should take it. Modified means what? No, it has no independent existence without the Samashti. Therefore, Samashti Vijnanam Hiranyagarbha is the Karanam, Vyashti Manomayaha is the Vyashti Vijnanamayaha is the Koshaha is the Karyam. Therefore, he says what? Samashti Vijnanam alone has undergone changes to become this Vashti Vijnanamayaha, and even after this Vijnanamaya comes into existence also what? It is sustained by the same Samashti Vijnanam, and later on it dissolves in the Samashti Vijnanam. Therefore, what? He says, the Samashti Vijnanam is Brahman. He just thinks, and immediately he himself sees how wrong he is. So how can Samashti Vijnanam become Brahman? How can Samashti Vijnanam be Brahman? Samashti Vijnanam cannot be Brahman. Why? Because Brahman is the changeless, uncaused cause, which means never an effect. But Samashti Vijnanam also is an effect only. Why? Because it undergoes a change. Therefore, it is an effect. And because it is an effect, it is not the ultimate cause. Therefore, it is what? No, relative cause only. Therefore, Brahman is not the Samashti Vijnanam also. Is it clear now? Therefore, Brahman is not the Virat. Brahman is not the Hiranyagarbha. Is it clear now? What are the names now? What is Virat? The total gross manifestation is Virat. Total subtle manifestation is Virat. Hiranyagarbha. What is Brahman? Brahman is neither Virat nor Hiranyagarbha. But Virat is Brahman. Hiranyagarbha is also Brahman. Isn't it? Now we have to say Brahman. What is this Brahman? No, not even Vijnanamayaha. But he skips the Anandamaya Kosha. But we will study that. Okay? We will see it. He skips Anandamaya. We'll go to the other hall and chant it. Now, but just to tell you. So, what is Anandamayaha Koshaha now? Isn't it? That is, Anandamayaha Koshaha is also what now? Anandamayaha Koshaha is the karyam. Karyam. And what is the karanam there? Isn't it? Anandam is what now? The karanam. Karanam is Anandam Brahma. But Anandam Brahma, here, the Koshaha, even though we say here, even though we say called Koshaha, what is this Anandamay Koshaha? You know, when the knowledge is totally, knowledge is not manifest at all, when the knowledge remains as pure knowledge, okay, whenever the knowledge remains as pure knowledge, there is experience of bliss. When can we experience bliss? You can experience bliss only when the knowledge is pure knowledge. What is pure knowledge and what is experience of bliss? So, absence of experience of pains and pleasures is experience of bliss. Absence of experience of pains and pleasures is experience of bliss. And when you don't experience pains and pleasures, when do we experience pains and pleasures? When you do not experience pains and pleasures, whenever we experience the external world, we experience pains and pleasures. Now in dream also we have, yes, whenever we experience the dream world or the external world, then we experience pains and pleasures. When we experience this external world, we experience pains and pleasures. When we experience the dream world, we experience dream pain and dream pleasure. But you do not have experience of pains and pleasures at all when you do not experience external world or you do not experience the internal, subjectively real dream world. When there is no experience of pains and pleasures, what you experience is bliss. That whenever you are experiencing bliss, there is pure knowledge. Knowledge is pure. What does it mean? Knowledge is pure means Now the question has to be asked, when do we experience the external world? See, we experience pains and pleasures only when we experience the external world. We experience the external world only when there is knowledge manifest. What is knowledge? How knowledge is manifest? I am, the world is. I am, the world is. This is what now? Manifest knowledge. If there is manifestation of knowledge, I am. If there is manifestation of knowledge, the world is, then alone you are experiencing the external world. When the knowledge I am, the knowledge the world is not manifest, then there is no experience of the world. When the world is not experienced, there is no experience of pains and pleasures. There is no experience of pains and pleasures, there is only experience of bliss. Is it clear? Or, and why there is not, then how do we know this? If you had to remember your own deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, what do you do? In deep sleep state, you have experience of bliss. Bliss is experienced in deep sleep state. Why? In deep sleep state, there's neither pain nor there's no experience of pain. There's no experience of pleasure also. Because in deep sleep state, there's no experience of the external world or the dream world. Because there's no knowledge manifested. Is it? I am is not there in deep sleep state. The universe is, the knowledge also is not there in deep sleep state. Why? Because the manifesting medium, the thoughts, media, the thoughts are resolved. Okay, in deep sleep states, what happens? The manifesting media, the thoughts are resolved. Thoughts are resolved, therefore there is no manifestation of knowledge. See, the pure knowledge can become manifest knowledge only if there is manifesting media, the thoughts. The thoughts are resolved, the mind is non-functional, thoughts are resolved, manifesting media being not there, there is no manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear now? The manifest, therefore the thoughts are resolved, there is no manifestation of knowledge, therefore there is no experience, there is no experience of pains and pleasures. Whenever knowledge is not manifest, okay, when the thoughts are there, then the manifestation of knowledge, the knowledge mixed with manifest in the given manifesting media is said to be what? Manifest knowledge. In the absence of manifesting media, when the knowledge, there is no manifestation, what is there is pure knowledge. It is like what? You are sitting here, in a mirror is brought in front of you, then what happens? Your original face is along with the reflected face. The mirror is taken away. Can you say mirror face is not there? When the mirror is taken away, reflection of the face alone is not there. Original face is still there without its reflection. So original face is always there with the reflection in the presence of the mirror. Without the reflection, the absence of the mirror. Is it clear? In the same way, the pure consciousness, pure knowledge is always there. But now, when the thoughts are there, with the manifestation of knowledge as I am, the world is, pure knowledge is. When the thoughts are not there, pure knowledge continues to be there without its manifestation. In the absence of thoughts, the reflecting media, the pure knowledge is without its manifestation. In the presence of the manifesting media, the thoughts, the pure knowledge is with its manifestation. Is it clear or not? When the knowledge is manifest, only then there is experience of the world. Whenever there is experience of the world, then there is experience of pains and pleasures. when experience of external world is not experienced, when there is no experience of the external world, there is no experience of pains and pleasures. Why? Because knowledge is not manifest. Whenever the knowledge is not manifest, what is there? Pure knowledge, simple, isn't it? Manifest or pure. Don't say impure, okay? Don't say unmanifest also. Pure knowledge, manifest knowledge. Mixed with the manifesting medium is manifest knowledge. Without mixing with anything, pure. Is it clear? What is pure and manifest? Whenever the knowledge is pure, there is no manifestation of knowledge, there is no experience of the world, there is no experience of pains and pleasures, there is experience of bliss. When knowledge is not manifest, that state of mind, isn't it? That state is called what? Total ignorance. What is total ignorance now? If the knowledge remains pure, isn't it? Even ignorance is resolved. Is it clear now? That's called what? Anandamayaha Koshaha. Puridha ippanna solitte Anandamayaha Koshaha enna solitte. There's an experience, the state of mind, the deep sleep state is what? Is Anandamaya Kosha. Even that is also what now? Koshaha means what? It is not? Not the Atma. Anatma. Any Kosha is Anatma. Because anything which is object of experience is Anatma. The knower is Atma. The known is object of experience. Knowledge is Anatma. The total ignorance is what? Anatma, because experienced. The bliss is what? Experienced. Anatma. Undergoes change also, isn't it? Therefore, that because of whose presence alone this anat, this total ignorance is experienced and the bliss is experienced, and even that you cannot talk about it when you are not there. When there is no knowledge is not manifest, even transaction, isn't it? Discussing about the experience is not possible. Only when you wake up from sleep, on waking up from sleep, when their knowledge is manifest as I am, the universe is, only then you talk about your, recollect the past experience and talk about it, isn't it? Is it true or not? Therefore, say what now? And that, the Chaitanyam, that is what is said to be pure knowledge, that because of which, in whose presence alone, the knowledge being not manifest is known. Okay? Knowledge being not being manifest is known. And the bliss, the absence of experience of pains and pleasures is known. The bliss is known, isn't it? Is what now? We say pure knowledge. And pure knowledge is pure consciousness, which is the self, the innermost essential reality of every being, which is the substance, subtlest substance of the substantive I, the Atma. And here he knows now what now. Therefore, even Bhrigu skips that, okay? We have taken and then. Therefore, even Samashti, we have to understand now, what is that? What is that Brahman now? Not even Samashti Vijnanam, Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, now Samashti, we have to what now? The totality of ignorance. I am. This knowledge is not there. The universe is. That knowledge also is not there. When the knowledge is not there, that knowledge be, there's no knowledge is not there in what? There's ignorance, isn't it? I am, I do not know I am, I do not know the universe is, that knowledge is not manifest. Whenever the knowledge is pure, there is no manifestation of knowledge. That pure, the knowledge is not manifest means that unmanifest knowledge is said to be the unmanifest power. Okay? Unmanifest knowledge is said to be the unmanifest shakti of the reality. Prida, the unmanifest knowledge is unmanifest power of reality. When the knowledge becomes manifest, there is manifestation of power of reality. What is the power of reality now? Knowledge is the power of reality. Is it clear now? Knowledge is the power of reality. And what is that reality? In fact, knowledge, which is said to be the power of reality, the knowledge itself is the reality. You have to remember a very important lesson. First I say, I hope you are listening to me. Okay, I feel sleepy. I hope you are not, don't feel sleepy. I woke up just 3 o'clock in the morning and then I didn't go to bed at all. Hope you are okay? How many of you are feeling sleepy? Okay, let me tell you this. Listen very carefully. We'll go and go, do some chanting and then it'll be fine. See, the knowledge, you have to see, understand the difference between pure knowledge and manifest knowledge. Shuddha jnanam, okay? Shuddha jnanam, avyakta jnanam. Vyakta jnanam is manifest knowledge. Shuddha jnanam is pure knowledge. Pure knowledge. And here we say, this knowledge is the power of reality. Paramparodaya shaktiye arivu. We don't know what Parambarul is, isn't it? Therefore, we do not know what that absolute reality is. We only understand, this is step to understand, okay? Knowledge or knowing is the power of the reality. When this power is not manifest, look at this, the power is not manifest, the knowledge power. Power is not manifest, the knowledge is not manifest. We call it what now? Unmanifest power of reality. When the knowledge is manifest, we call it what? A manifest power of reality. Vyakta shaktihi, avyakta shaktihi. Vyakta shaktihi, avyakta shaktihi. What is vyakta shaktihi? Manifest knowledge is the manifest power. Okay? Pure knowledge is unmanifest power of the reality. Is it clear now? So when does this power become manifest? When does knowledge become manifest? Only when there is manifesting media. What is the manifesting media here? The thoughts. When the thoughts are, then the knowledge is manifest. Thoughts are the manifesting media. When thoughts are resolved, still knowledge is without its manifestation. You have to remember this example. In the presence of the mirror, my original face is with the reflection. In the absence of the mirror, my original face is without the reflection. Similarly, in the presence of the thoughts, there is manifestation of this original knowledge, pure knowledge with its manifestation. When the manifesting media, the thoughts are not there, there is pure knowledge, original knowledge without its manifestation. Got it? Now, it's the first step, okay? Next step, we had to go. Therefore, what is that? That knowledge is the power of reality. There's no power, okay? Knowledge is the power of reality. Either it is manifest or it remains as pure. And now next step, what is that reality? So here the Shastram says, the reality has to be understood in terms of its swarupam. In terms of its, in what form is the reality? A reality is in the form of very knowledge. Okay? That knowledge, which pure knowledge, which you say is unmanifest power. The manifest knowledge, which you say, we call it as a manifest power, is the reality. Okay? Vilanguhindra arivahum, vilangamal irikkindra thuya arivahum irikkindra parambarul. Understand now, the pure knowledge is what now? Either it is manifest or it is pure. That knowledge is the power. There is no other power sitting. If it is unmanifest, you call it what? Call it pure knowledge. It is manifest, you call it manifest knowledge. And therefore, that manifest knowledge is what now? Therefore, the manifest knowledge is nothing but pure knowledge. When you see your face in the mirror, you can very well say what? The reflected face is definitely the original face, isn't it? But the original face is not the reflected face. Pure knowledge is not the manifest knowledge, but the manifest knowledge is nothing but pure knowledge. Is there a reflection? Something called reflection without the original face? No. Similarly, therefore, what is this? The manifest knowledge is pure knowledge only. Now you have to understand, what is this aham? What is this I? So I is what? I is manifest knowledge. When you say I is manifest knowledge, without saying, it implies what? Manifest knowledge implies a thought also, isn't it? I is a mixture of thought, the manifesting medium, and the manifest knowledge. Manifest knowledge means what? Which is through the manifesting medium, isn't it? When you say reflected face, it's implied what? There's a reflecting medium, mirror. Therefore, there you are separating the reflecting medium, the mirror, and the reflection face, physically inseparable, but intellectually separated, and the reflected face is the original face. Similarly, the manifest knowledge in the vritti thought is nothing but pure knowledge. That pure knowledge is Brahman. I, when you say, not one mind, every mind, there is I. Is it? Every mind is what now? Reflecting medium. Every I all is what? Manifest knowledge. Therefore, the manifest knowledge in every one of us is what? Pure knowledge only, which is Brahman. Is it clear? And he says that pure knowledge is otherwise called what? Pure consciousness. And that pure consciousness is in fact the existence of the jagat. The pure consciousness is the pure existence. That pure consciousness alone obtains as the existence of this universe. Because when the thought is, knowledge is manifest, isn't it? When the knowledge is manifest, then the external world is experienced. Only when the external world is experienced, the universe is existent. The external universe is not experienced, it is as good as non-existent. When does the universe have the status of being existent? Only when it is experienced. For it to be experienced, what should be there? Manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge. When there is manifestation of knowledge, then there is experience of the world. When the world is experienced, only when the world is existent. Whenever the world is not experienced, the world is not there. I mean, deep sleep state, is there a world for you? Is there a world for you? The world is non-existent for the one who is asleep. Why? Because the world is not experienced. Why? Because in deep sleep state, knowledge is not manifest. Is it clear? Hope you got it. Therefore, what is the existence now? Manifest knowledge, isn't it? Is the manifest existence. Manifest world, is it? Experienced world. Manifest knowledge is the experienced world. When the world is not experienced, the world is as good as non-existent, then there is no manifestation of knowledge. There is pure knowledge, isn't it? Your pure knowledge is what now? Pure existence. The manifest knowledge is experienced existence. Manifest existence. As what now? Existence of the universe is manifest existence. Existence of the universe is manifest existence. And this manifest knowledge, which is pure knowledge and which is pure existence, is of the nature of fullness, which is Anandaha. Okay? Therefore, we have to say, Atma is what now he is going to say here. Atma Anandaha. Anandam Brahmeti Vyajanat. That is the conclusion. Anandam Brahma. How he goes to the conclusion, we'll go and see the class there. Okay? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.